What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, the host of The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good to see you again, brother. How's everything?
It's going well, brother. It's going well. Congrats, man, on the show. How are you enjoying your time on The Bachelor? Is it different from what you expected?
Well, it's a lot less stressful than actually being The Bachelor. I can say that.
There's
don't have to deal with the drama. Don't have to deal with you know, hurting people's feelings, navigating the different relationships. It's been great, man. It's been nostalgic. Like, that first night back at the mansion was cool. You know, seeing the women get out of the limo and seeing Clayton there in the first row ceremony really kind of brought back like a tidal wave of emotions from my time on it 18 years ago. And it's been cool. Like, I think my, you know, the biggest part of my job is sort of, you know, being empathetic and sympathetic to Clayton on his journey to find love based on my own experiences, having been on the show myself. And hopefully, at least, some of the advice and guidance that I'm giving him is helping him achieve what he really wants most. And that's to find his person this season on the show.
Yeah, you've literally walked in his shoes. So no better person to help guide him. Do you find it incredibly ironic that you two sort of favor each other?
Yes. He's like, yeah, Clayton.
First season out, they're like, they're going to get a dude that kind of resembles me. Like, I just thought, I was like, whoa, there was a picture. I don't know what I saw. And I go, oh, damn. I go, they related.
And I wasn't okay with it. I was like, dude, he's like my younger, taller, more athletic, better looking brother. I'm not trying to see that. Clayton's very, very good at making me feel irrelevant. And so we do sort of have like this sibling thing. We're always like taking shots at each other online. But I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty big guy and I wear a lot of hair product. I mean, I don't come close to that dude. Like, I've been in NFL locker rooms around large human beings. Yeah. Clayton's one of those people that make big people just look average.
He is a big dude. What's he coming in at?
He's got to be 6'6", 255. Like, he was a blocking tight end.
Oh, yeah. He's a really big dude right there.
Yeah, he's a beast.
That's Gronkowski level big right there. How's he been adjusting to all this new attention?
Yeah, I think he's been good. You know, kind of the greatness of Clayton, and I think what makes him so likable is the fact that he's just so genuine and sincere. But he's a small town guy. He's so humble. I mean, he's the guy. I don't know if I've ever met a guy that wants to get married as bad as he does and wants to have a family. Like, people will remember if they watched him on Michelle's season of The Bachelorette, like, he starts crying when he talks about it. And we're not used to seeing big men, big macho guys, especially football players, break down about that. Clayton wants this more than anything. And he doesn't really have any ulterior motives. Like, he's not trying to grow his IG. I doubt he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Like, he wants to get married yesterday.
He's there for the right reasons, huh?
Okay. Yeah, he's so excited about this. He's put so much pressure on himself because I feel like he sees this really as being his big opportunity to finally do this.
So when we last saw him, he was asking if he could take back someone's rose. Is that your call?
No, not my call. this would be a first. And so, you know, Clayton's at a crossroads right now. We're sort of at a cliffhanger moment because the woman in question is Cassidy. It's this girl, this woman that Clayton's really kind of already established a strong connection with. He gave her the rose on their group date. Another woman, Sierra, has told Clayton that Cassidy may have a friend with benefits back home and that she might not be here for the right reasons. So Clayton's now starting to have self-doubt creep in. The one thing I love about Clayton's not afraid to ask for advice or ask for help. Like, you know, like, guys, it's hard for us sometimes to admit that we don't have the answer. Under no circumstance can you show weakness. Like, football players, we internalize everything, just handle it. Clayton will come and find me if he needs an answer or he wants to know, you know, if he can do something.
Right.
The big theme this season, I think, on Clayton's year is there are no rules on The Bachelor. Clayton never watched the show before he did Michelle's season. So he doesn't care what I did. He doesn't care what other bachelors have done in years past. He doesn't care like how many roses you're supposed to give out on this rose ceremony, whatever. Clayton's going to do things the way he wants to do them, how he wants to do them. He's going to take chances and make bold moves. And then we've already seen a few firsts early. You're going to see a whole lot more. There'll be things people see this season that they haven't seen 20 years watching the show. And this is a big moment right now. He might actually take this rose back, and we're only entering episode 3. That's how real Clayton is.
That's a good tease right there. Speaking of rules, does that rule still exist, or maybe it was a rumor that you can only have a certain amount of alcohol consumption and certain a certain limit of wine. Or maybe that was just the Bachelorette. Because
Bachelor in Paradise
was a bachelor, one of the Bachelor franchises, because they were wilding out too much. I guess they were getting hammered and wilding out.
Really? Oh, I don't know. It sounds like maybe Bachelor in Paradise. Maybe, I don't know.
So there is no out. There is no cutoff then on the Bachelor.
Oh, I don't know. On the Bachelor, we actually have spotters that will watch and actually, I think, make sure that spotters. Only X amount of alcohol is consumed.
What does that position pay? Is it?
I don't know.
Is it paid in booze?
Hopefully a lot. But you have to have a lot of eyes, because there's a lot of things happening.
And that's not fair. Like, what if I carry my liquor a little better than my buddy over here, yeah. Right? All of a sudden I'm getting asked
equal
to get
opportunity.
So
equal
what you're saying is
a liquor carriage.
Having a higher tolerance is more beneficial on this show.
Evidently.
Yeah, it does help.
Do you see any particular ladies becoming front runners at this point?
Yeah. Teddy, I thought, had an amazing first night. I mean, she got out of the limo and there was a spark. You could see that. There was a look on Clayton's face that I think it kind of showed. Teddy had a pretty great first night. She had the first kiss. She got the first impression rose. So you can definitely see a strong connection forming between the two. Susie had an incredible one-on-one date this last episode. I mean, dude, she's taking a helicopter with Clayton. They're landing it on a yacht. Like landing it on a yacht, like Russian oligarch style, and then like getting into a hot tub and drinking a bunch of champagne. Like, bro, I didn't do that on my season.
Yeah, that's next level.
I feel like it's next level. I totally, like, budget's way bigger now. But what I did think was really cool about Susie's date, though, outside of all the luxury, at dinner, she was pretty vulnerable. She opened up about some of her dad's past health problems and health issues and how that's affected, you know, their family. And I think that really was eye-opening for Clayton. Uh-huh. And, you know, that he's been asking for people to open up and be vulnerable with them. And I think for her to take that step and do that early meant a lot to him. He ended up giving her a rose on the dance floor right after. So I think Teddy and Susie so far are off to a pretty strong start.
Okay, we'll have to keep an eye on that. And I know you're happily married now. Congratulations. Planning to start a family soon?
I hope so. I mean, we have a fur baby right now, and they say that's a good precursor.
Lulu's a good precursor.
She's been awesome. Yes, I really hope a stork is dropping something off. We want to be like the Lopez.
There you go. So you're trying. You're not trying.
No, I was not trying for a long time.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you, man. Well,
yeah, thank you.
And if you want to be like the Lopez's, you need two more fur babies.
Yeah. It's just chaos at Casa Lopez. Three kids, three dogs, and then your life is just consumed at that point. Let's talk a little football, man. Who are you rooting for?
Well, first off, let me just say sorry about the Chargers. Dude, I know last time we talked, you were hopeful.
I was enjoying this interview. Now you just put me in a damn bad mood.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks a lot. Listen.
You had it.
Can I tell you something? Tell me that was not one of the damn most entertaining football games you've seen in a long time. And we are trending in the right direction. I love me some Herbert. And you know, I love just... Staley, I know, is taking a lot of heat, but my guy converted 6 fourth downs, okay? And I love the aggressive play calling because we went way too conservative in the past. But at some point, man, can't be so analytical. You got to let
this
the guys.
This is the Lopez I like right now. You see
what I mean? Well, because I'm getting all fired. You got me all fired up because we should have seen Herbert play this weekend. You're telling me he couldn't have done better than the damn Raiders or the Steelers out there?
When you say we're trending in the right direction, that sounds to me like a losing franchise. Like, you have to get out of that mentality. You just got to get there, Lopez.
I know. We had that. All the talent we had, we should have got there. Why do you think we didn't?
You have to build pieces on defense. You've got the quarterback. You got weapons on offense.
Yeah.
It can't just be Bosa all the time.
No, I know. We need the front four. You're exactly right.
You got to get it around. I'm a believer in Staley. We'll get this thing fixed, but come on.
Crazy thing was we beat both Cincinnati and Kansas City at their home. We could,
just beat the Raiders. Please.
I know. Exactly.
Okay, listen, I don't want this interview to go into a further tailspin.
Yeah.
Too late.
So who do I like?
Who you
I
like coming Bills. Out of the AFC, NFC, and then give me your Super Bowl winner?
Okay, Bills, bro. Bills, how they looked against the Patriots.
Yeah,
Josh Allen. Justin
impressive.
Herbert's incredible. Josh Allen right now is on like another level. And they got the best defense in the NFL. They have all the things you need to do it. I think they're going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Dude, how can you do this? Maybe you're more of a man than me. Could you ever bet against Tom Brady? I don't think I can.
I'm really liking Aaron Rodgers and the Packers this year, though, too. Don't you think? Especially since they're playing there. Assuming
yeah, but
that
he did last year. Brady beat him there.
I know. But this year they look like they've got a little more together. He's playing a little more with a chip on his shoulder and everything that's going on.
And there's injuries on the Bucks too.
Exactly.
Tristan Wirfs hurt.
Who do you like coming out of there? You don't think the Rams have a shot? Wait a minute. You don't think the Rams have a shot of beating the Bucks next week? They look good last night.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like Stafford, I know they beat them early in the season, but they're a different team.
Stafford, though. I know. I don't.
They got so inconsistent. It's just like, is there another quarterback with more pressure than Stafford? Yeah. Honestly, you never won a playoff game in Detroit all those years, and he was brought to the Rams to do one thing.
I know. Well, now he's got the monkey off his back. He's got
to go to SoFi Stadium. So he does. You're right. The Arizona win was huge. He played well. But, dude, the Bucs defense, man. I don't know. Todd Bowles, D coordinator, he's incredible. Devin White running around. The secondary's healthy again. The thing with the Bucks to me is like they need Fournette back on the field. Do they have enough weapons at receiver? Like, can Gronk keep going? Can Mike Evans be the guy? Tristan Wirfs, who's like maybe the best right tackle in the league, he might be out.
Right.
So, you know, against the Rams, against fun.
So, you're a little more up in the air about the NFC, but you're pretty confident the AFC with the Bills, huh?
Which is also saying
good. I like that because I can't stand the Chiefs, and I'm happy with that.
You don't want to hear Mahomes.
No. We don't want anybody. So that. I like the way you're thinking. Okay, good. Good deal, man. Well, I've enjoyed this conversation other than you bringing up
Me
the
too.
Chargers.
Lopez.
Meanwhile, buddy, everyone watch The Bachelor Mondays, ABC. Jesse, thanks so much for hanging out.
You got it, brother.
All right, brother. Take care. We'll see you.
We'll see you.
On with Mario Lopez.